We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 internet, it's Mr. B from Rolling Off Track Podcast. You can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, and it's going to be a good night for podcasting, good night for recording here in 505 Albuquerque, and beside me, my guest, my co-host, my buddy, DJ. How's it going, DJ?
Yo, yo, Mr. B, what's up?
Buddy? I'm pumped, buddy. Number 72.
Yo.
Yeah. And we got a guest this week again, buddy.
Yes, sir. I'm pumped, man.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have guests on there, man. You know what I mean?
Yep. And this guy has been following on Twitter, and he's a fan of the Rock Pod. So I'm gonna take it over to at the Bay Bomber. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, man.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me. I enjoy listening to your show. I'm kind of new to it. Only got to follow like the last 10.
Oh, okay.
Listen to it during work and stuff like that. So it's a good listen. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's good to hear, bro. Hell yeah.
Yep. And I guess one of the main topics that we started tweeting to each other on Twitter was one of them. First of all, we're both Niners fans.
Yeah.
Hey, Niners. Yeah.
Niners. So and then after that, then he was asking if he could do a little NFL talk or something like that. So we thought, just come on in and say a few words and just hang out with us, right, DJ?
Of course, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Originally, your last pie, you put it was Raw, and I was thinking like, are they gonna be talking about wrestling or something on there?
No.
And I was like, well, if you guys talking about football, you know, hit me up. Because I don't know nothing about the wrestling.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I usually do that just like when they say like Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
So I added the Rot Pod. So like Monday Night Rot Pod.
I was like, what are they doing wrestling now? That kind of threw me off a little bit.
No wrestling here.
That's good.
I think the only thing that comes off the top of my head as wrestling is back in the old school days, we're Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan. Ooh. And ooh. Randy Macho Man.
Yeah. Dude, Ric Flair, man.
Ric Flair.
Yeah. What happened to Ric Flair, the Nature Boy?
Yeah, he's actually from North Carolina. Did you hear all that beef when Ric Flair went out to San Fran and gave like a pep talk to the Niners? And it was like right before the season. And then, like, all the Panther fans got hurt because he's from this area.
Really?
Yeah, he went down there, and I guess a couple of people on the team, like Justin Smith, are big wrestler fans. So he went out there and he did a prep talk about, like, encouraging them and how they're going to be successful and, you know, how they're going to attack the playoffs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, Steve Smith and them found out, and they're big Ric Flair fans and stuff like that, and they got all hurt because he went out there into San Fran and was like giving them all props and stuff and how he was going to root for them and pull for them during the playoffs. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then, so Steve Smith was somewhere else too, huh?
Yeah. Well, he went to the Ravens.
Ravens. Is he Ravens right now?
Yeah. He's with the Ravens right now.
Oh, okay. So this is this new season, he's going to be with the Ravens then, huh?
Yeah. He'll be with Troy Smith and them on the Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, with the NFL, I usually just try and keep up with the Niners. So that's about it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, as always, we're trying to start off with something that we want to share with everybody. And right now, I want to say that myself, Mrs. B, and Little B, we watched X-Men. DJ.
Yeah, I love X-Men.
The new one in theaters. Man, the movie's good, man. But the only way you're gonna enjoy it is if you've watched the previous ones. That way, you'll understand the some of the scenes and some of the plot line. So you have to be caught up on the X-Men movies.
So you got to start from the beginning. Huh?
I guess not really the beginning, but it's more like toward the maybe like the past two or three. So those ones you would have to watch those to get the newest one. So
and there's been that many, huh?
Yep, there's a lot. So Yeah, so I recommend it. And Rock Pot Stars for X-Men, I'd probably give it maybe like a 4.5 out of 5, buddy.
That good, huh?
Yep, it's real good, man.
Yes.
But if you don't like X-Men or action movies and stuff like that, then I don't think you would enjoy it.
Shit on you. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. You know what I mean? I'm
just kidding. Yeah, yeah. And another one, we watched Godzilla 2014. I got my priority straight this weekend, buddy.
Movie hunting, huh?
Movie hunting. Remember how what Texas Kid was saying, get my priority straight?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I did that, and I watched these two movies, and man, the Godzilla is a good, good movie, man. Action, it's good. It's real good.
Good to hear. This is some good news, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, with this, the Godzilla one, remember the other newest, the newest one before this one, the latest one before this one?
Yeah.
With the, what was that guy's name? The Bueller guy, remember?
I remember a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, but the latest Godzilla one before the 2014 one, I thought that one was all right, but this one blows it out of the water, man. This Godzilla 2014, it's much, much, much better.
Is it similar to the old movie, or?
I think the reason why I like it a lot is because it does kind of, you get familiar with it if you watch like the very first ones that ever came out. You know, like, Godzilla versus like Mothra and Mechzilla and, okay. Godzilla versus all those other ones.
Yeah. So, is he fighting someone in this one, or is it?
Yeah. If he fights two other monsters.
Okay, that's cool. So yeah, I was wondering when they were going to bring them out, like fighting against other monsters, kind of like the Japanese, like the old stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're familiar with the very first ones where Godzilla versus the other monsters, you'll certainly like this one because it brings it back in. And just it's awesome, man. It's pretty good, man. Even the way they did the way they made Godzilla look, it even represents like the older ones. So it's not really like how can I say it? It's it looks better than the previous Godzilla one.
That's cool.
So yeah, and this one Godzilla maybe this one might be. Yeah, like 4.5 Rock Pot Stars too, buddy.
Wow, so you liked it that much?
So I liked it that much. Yeah, it's pretty good. I try and go on either side to see what do different types of people that would watch it. And the reason why I like it is just because of the action and just because it kind of looks familiar to the older ones. So if you're not really into action or you've never watched the older Godzilla ones, then I don't think it would really catch your eye and you wouldn't be really interested in it.
So, I might check it out. Yeah, it sounds interesting because I wanted to see him fight something else besides like destroying downtown.
Yeah. You know, so I don't really want to give a lot away, but it is pretty good, man. It's good. Yes, sir. And yeah, we'll take it over to our guests. Then we'll take it over to DJ. But anything you want to share with the listeners, buddy?
I've been, well, if we're talking about movies, I've been trying to catch up on old TV shows. I'm like stuck in the 90s. I didn't watch The X-Files, so I started watching The X-Files.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think I'm like on season 5. I didn't realize how many seasons there was with The X-Files. It's good, man. I didn't know The X-Files was what it was really about. I thought it was like kind of like unsolved mysteries kind of thing because I never watched it. And then I watched it, and it's about, like, aliens and, yeah, like, supernatural kind of thing. So, yeah, it's pretty good, especially for the 90s, the effects and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other show I've been watching is Californication. Have you seen that one?
Californication? Not me, no.
Yeah, that one's really good. I recommend that one. That one's extremely good. Yeah, it's the same guy, the guy that plays Fox. He's, like, a... He's like a professor. He got his like degree in English. He's a literature guy, and he actually writes books. And well, he wrote like a famous book. And he's going through like difficult times with his wife or with his girlfriend, and they're not married. And he has a daughter, so they're going through like this breakup of not being married and she wanting to be married and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to get over the loss of her by sleeping with like a lot of women, but at the same time, he has a teenager girl. So he has to try, like, teach her not to be, like, a slut or anything like that. But at the same time, he's, like, sleeping with all these women, random women, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's trying to justify that, and it's just, like, the old-school literature guy that does the writing in the new century with, like, technology and blogging and doing text, like, short. So he's trying to, like, adapt to that and raise a daughter and get with his ex-girl. So it's really good, man. It's really interesting.
Oh, okay.
I really recommend that one, yeah.
And I see that there's like seven seasons, huh?
Yeah. I'm only on season four.
Yep. Oh, you're trying to do your kind of your volume's low, buddy.
Is that better?
Still a little bit low.
How about now?
Yeah, that's good.
Nah, it's hard to keep up with everything because there's so many good shows out now. I'm trying to watch them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what I'll be watching.
Pretty good. A lot of TV. What about you, DJ? Anything?
Oh, shit, man. So, I don't know. You know me, bro. I'm into some shit. So, Sky recommended. Dude, he recommended to me some shit, and I was just blown away, dude. I swear to God, I didn't leave my fucking room, dude, for 2 days because I was stuck watching this fucking show, dude. And I was just like, oh, my God. The drama, the stress, the fucking... the deceit and everybody is just so fucked up. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, you know what? Shit is not probably that far off the fucking truth, man. I mean, come on now, dude. You know, you got, dude. Yeah, let me just say that, you know, it's a good show, fucking A. So, you know, and by the way, that's House of Cards.
House of Cards, yeah.
Netflix original. I just talked to my buddy not too long ago, maybe about like an hour ago. And he told me, he's all, dude, that's it. He's like, that's season two. He's all, just ended. He's like, but the new season three comes out sometime soon.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, cool, man. I'm going to have to wait for that. But I was really pumped anyways because it's just such a good fucking show. I was like, God damn it, I'm sucked in, dude. It was like Breaking Bad good. I was like, wow, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And, you know, I'm sad to see that the season's coming to an end, dude, because... I'm not used to just getting two and then having such a good bite of this sandwich, bro. This is golden fucking Mike shit. You know what I mean?
And you did watch both seasons?
Yes, sir. I'm almost done with season two, bro. So, I mean, like I said, I didn't leave my room for fucking 2 days, dude. I couldn't work on fucking music in the studio because I was just too sucked into this fucking thing. And it was, I don't know, dude. It was great. So, Sky, thank you, bro. That shit was dope.
It's pretty good. Yeah, and, I started House of Cards. I think it was episode 7,
uh-huh.
First season. So I did get sucked into it too.
It's fucking juicy, dude. It, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, what? And Mr. B, I can't lie, dude. I'm gonna kind of just give you a little hint of shit. But like when the season ends, he fucking looks at the camera and he goes, "Do you think I forgot about you?" And he gives this little smirk and he adjusts his tie and he's like, "Welcome back." And it just ends. And I'm like, oh my God. Fuck. Shit, I'm jumping up, dude. Shit. Like losing my fucking marbles in the fucking, in the studio. I'm like, God damn it. You know? So yeah. it was definitely some shit to, you know, I was pumped, dude. I was definitely pumped. So good shit, man.
That's good.
I'm glad you're watching it too. Cause you know exactly what I'm feeling right now, dude. Like, oh dude, it's intense shit. So, yeah, that, I kind of wasn't feeling The Office too much, dude. Like,
oh yeah, you started, but you're not finishing it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's I don't know. It's good, but I can't really get into it. You know what I mean? It's not. I don't know. It's funny, but you got to kind of sit down and watch it and pay attention and shit. And it just really didn't grab me the way that another show did. You know?
Yeah. Cool, man. Cool.
What's up?
My wife really liked The Office, but when I sat down and watched it, I felt the same way. It was like missing something, making it interesting.
Yeah, like a drama or suspense or something, dude. It's just, it's funny, dude. The shit they do is like hilarious. Like, it seems like the boss is always putting on homeboy, that nerdy looking fucker with the glasses. He's like almost bald, dude. Like, he's this little guinea pig. You always put jokes on him and shit like that, and they always promise him shit and then shut him down.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's funny, but it's not like House of Cards, man. I'll tell you what.
Yep.
I seen Free Birds. So
Free Birds.
it was pretty dope, dude. It was definitely crazy. I'm like, holy shit. And it's something you got to watch a time or two, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you laugh on that one, Freebirds?
Yeah, man. I had a good amount of laughs, dude. It's a good movie. Definitely a good movie. I give it five Rotpod stars.
Yep. Yeah, that is good. It is good, man.
it's definitely worth buying on Blu-ray, 4K, DVD, whatever you watch. Pirated bootlegs, I don't give a pirate shit. Bootleg. Watch it. It's good. Redbox it.
Redbox. After you pirate, then you go out and buy it, right?
Hey, you rent it and then you pirate it and then you take it back.
And then you buy it.
Yeah. It's not quality, bro. You know, it's kind of.
Yo. Cool.
So, yeah. Free I birds. Mean, you know, doing some cool shit like that. I can't remember the other show. Oh, my buddy also told me Black is the New Orange.
Yeah, that one though too, man.
He said that's a good show, so I'm going to check into that. He said it's got like 7 seasons or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm going to look into that. He said it's really good, so once House of Cards ends, I'm going to start that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You got some shows lined up for you then, huh?
I'm pumped.
Got some good shows to talk about next few episodes then. Next few Rotpod episodes.
At least to 80, brother. At least to 80.
Yo. Cool. And I want to read this tweet that a listener shared. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
If you eat a cookie and no one sees you eat it, does it really have calories?
Nope. And if someone was watching, hey, you should have got a bite.
Yeah.
It was a good cookie, you know what I mean?
Yo. Another one, too, from another listener. Needing attention means something is wrong. Learn to be independent. Huh. How's that?
Is that a question?
No, it's just a statement.
It's a statement?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a quote, something like that?
There's no quotes around. It's just a...
Oh, it's just a statement?
Yeah.
Is it hashtag?
No, it's no, no, no hashtag.
Is it pound signed it?
No pound signs. I guess in some ways that is true, but then again, it's...
Everybody needs somebody, bro. Yeah. You can never be independent. I mean, I was talking to my... You know, that's crazy. I was talking to my mom about that today. I told her, I was like, you know, everybody needs somebody at some point in time. Like, you may not think you need somebody, but like, yo, you're only human and you can't just be a fucking lone wolf your whole life.
Yeah. Lone wolf. Free birds.
Ah, el solo lobo. El solo. Dude, I was saying that shit. My grandma looked at me. She's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Oh, shit, dude. I laughed my ass off. She didn't get it, but I laughed about that pretty good.
Oh, that's good. That's good, man. Yo. Yeah, I guess for that tweet, it's not right and it's not wrong. So it's
yeah, no, it could go both ways. I mean, it ain't bad, it ain't good. I mean, I don't know how that opinion would work into that. You know what I mean? But it's not a bad thing.
Yep. So one more. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Before I criticize a man, I like to walk a mile in his shoes. That way, when I do criticize him, I'm a mile away and I have his shoes.
Ooh, damn, dude. I thought that was good at first, and then at the end, it kind of slaps you in the face. You're like, ooh, true that, girlfriend, true that. God damn.
I thought it was a positive thing until it hits you. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you turn around, and you're like, oh damn, there's a fucking, that shit's got fangs, man, that shit bites.
Yeah.
It gets your guard down so it can sucker punch you.
That's good, huh?
Dude, that was a fucking proper tweet.
Yep.
That was good. Damn.
El Lobos. How was it?
El Solo Lobo. Fucking stupid. That shit was funny, dude. I got a kick out of that.
Dude, he cuts the rope, too, to fit him.
Oh, dude. Poor little guy. He just wants to be kicked back. He wants to hang out and fucking be treated as the chosen one and shit. Yep. It's funny. They're all stupid at the beginning. They're all running around. They're like, oh my god, we're gonna get food. And he's like, y'all are dumb. Look at, we're gonna get killed. And they're like, nah, we're gonna get food, man. And they're like, oh, good, you're getting chosen. Da-na-na-na-na. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're fattening us to eat us.
Yeah, and they don't get it. Good stuff.
Good stuff, man. Yep, listeners, check out Free Birds. It's on Netflix. So check out Free Birds. Check out X-Men, check out Godzilla, check out House of Cards, and what was that? Black? Orange is the New Black?
Black is the New Orange, yep. I believe.
How many Rotpot stars you give Californication, buddy?
I would give it, it's a five system, right? I'd say 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah, it's just a really movie. Good in there. No, it's actually a series. It's a TV show. I think it's Showtime does it.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it's on, might be on Amazon or something like that. And you know what? It might be on Netflix.
Californication.
Yeah, it's really good, man. The first episode, it starts off this episode, the season, right? You know what I mean? I don't want to tell you what happens, but it sets the tone for the whole season.
Word. Sounds fucking interesting, dude. Damn it, when I hear shit like that, you know it's going to be something good.
Yeah, it's good, man, because like I said, he's trying to raise his daughter, and she's 14, and he's hooking up with all these random women. It's a really good show, man.
We laugh, but I'm pretty sure it's not all about that, you know what I mean? Or is it?
It's a lot like that.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm wrong. Yeah, so there's a lot of... All right, cool.
I mean, there's a little bit of family behind it, but... You know, there's a reason why it's on Showtime.
Drama, huh? Is there any drama in it?
Oh, there's a lot of drama. It's really, I want to say educated, but there's a lot hidden message kind of thing going on because he's an English teacher.
So morals type stuff? The right thing to do type deal?
Yeah, he knows what's the right thing to do, and sometimes he doesn't do it, but he learns his lesson kind of thing, you know what I mean? It's good, man. I'm telling you, you got to go watch it. It's good.
All right.
Yeah, there's not a lot of TV shows like that that are out like this one.
And you said 4.5 stars, right?
Yeah, 4.5.
It's fucking good for me, bro. Fuck.
I'm telling you, man.
It's got a message in, and this is for DJ. You ready?
Uh-oh. Drum roll, bro. Drum roll. What is it?
Hello. I'm Dr. Green Thumb.
Yes.
Have you ever had the problem of running out of weed and just can't find some anywhere? Well, try my Dr. Green Thumb grow tips. I'll show you how to grow inside and out, from seed to clone, and the best homegrown. And if you're afraid of those pesky pork choppers in the sky, no worries, we'll fix them too. With one of our Dr. Green Thumb sizzling screens to block the nosy pig's vision. Don't believe me? Just ask one of my...
That's Dr. Green Thumb, man. Cypress Hill.
Green Thumb, yeah.
Dude, that's one of my favorite songs by Cypress.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually bumping Cisco Kid. This morning when I woke up, first thing I turned on was Cisco Kid, bro. And my God, this is a good morning song, man. God damn.
Let me go a few minutes into it.
Okay. Yes.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
I'd like to tell you just where I'm from.
The video's great too, man.
Yeah,
it is.
Dr. Green Thumb.
I'm going to have to turn one up for Jesus for that one, dude. Who was that?
That one.
Shout out.
Shout out to Lance.
Shout out to Lance.
If you want to search hashtag Rotpod, he hashtag DJ Problems, but he left out the Z in your problems, buddy.
No problem.
So if you search hashtag Rotpod, it'll
be on there. Is it on your tweet page?
No, FB.
It's on the Fizzbizzle.
Fizzbizzle, man.
Fizzbizzle. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah. Well, you finish them for me, buddy. You finish them for me.
All right. I'm gonna take the leap of faith, huh?
Yep.
Fuck it, it's all
good. All right, first one. GE helps old wind turbines increase power production by lengthening their rotor blades. So, you know, those big old wind, those fans out in the desert, the plains, the great plains of the, I think they have oceans and just,
Dude, we have them here, man. You ever been to the fucking, what is it, eastern parts of New Mexico? Holy shit. Yeah, out past Artesia and shit.
They have a
shit ton of them, man.
So, yeah, so GE is just, the ones that don't put out a lot of power, they're just going to replace the fans on them, make them longer so they can produce more power.
Is that how they change it up like that? It's kind of like adding a sprocket.
Sort of.
They change you know what I'm saying? In a sense, you know, they change up the fan size or blade size to get more power. That's cool.
Yep.
Those suckers are huge, though, dude. It's God damn.
Aftermarket parts, right?
Yeah, there you go, man. hey, I bought the car. I got to put the aftermarket parts on it, dude. It's got to have the stickers, the exhaust, the headers.
Suck more air.
You know what I mean? Make more power. There you go.
Yeah, so GE's doing.
I bet the maintenance on that is a pain, though.
Yeah.
Did you climb up that, bro?
Nope.
Shits are high, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of inside them?
No. Nah. Climb up the poles on the inside, though.
Yeah, when you go up to the top, you know, like the, how would you say, the middle of the fan? That round, oh man, the middle of the fan, how would you say is that?
What is it, it's like an alternator, right? It has that little, I don't know, what is it, like a conductor wheel or a conductor shaft?
I think it's a rotor, right? It's like a rotating piece on a shaft?
I think so.
It's got to move around in some way to conduct power, you know, like it turning like an alternator almost.
Yeah.
Like a magnetic, like a, you know, something like a conductor wheel or like a shaft and shit, like, you know, like you guys are saying.
A generator.
Yeah.
And the picture that I seen, there's a guy standing in there, and this guy is real small compared to the whole thing round.
I gotta look at this, dude. I'm not looking at here. I'm fucking out.
Okay. But, yeah, and the next one, your iPhone has been taken hostage. So hackers have found a way to take your phone hostage. They lock your phone so you won't get in, and you have to pay $100 ransom to get it back for them to unlock your phone. iPhone.
Are you kidding me, dude?
iPhones, buddy.
What? What? Dude, my phone's been acting like shit. Not even gonna lie.
iPhone, he's got hacked, buddy.
Device hacked by Oleg. Dude, will this say this message on your shit after it's...
After they hack it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only way to avoid this is to have a good password on your your account. So on your account and
Apple account?
Your Apple account, your iCloud, it's that stuff that they get through that they can get through your phone to get the stuff on your phone is through your iCloud and your Apple account. So one good
Apple
way.
Apple doesn't do anything for it.
No.
Apple doesn't respond or help you out with that.
I guess after this, Apple is gonna try and get an update to kind of help out the people with this, but the main one thing is just to have a good password on your account. That's the main thing.
They just tell you pay the people the $100 so you can get your phone back.
Yeah, so you can either pay $100 or just hook it back up to your the computer that it synced to and just erase everything and start all over again.
And so it'll basically sync back up to what you had synced it the last time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What if your computer gets fucking hacked? Can that happen?
No, because the hack only goes through your phone, because you can't really lock up your iTunes, like your Apple account, your iTunes account. Uh-huh. It only locks up what your phone is connected to. Do you get it?
Can it go through Facebook and shit? Can they do that?
No, that doesn't go through Facebook or anything. It just goes through your iCloud and your Apple account.
Sorry, dude. I'll be right back. I got lost in the story.
So, if you want to avoid any type of stuff like this, just to have a good password for your accounts. And if it does happen, hopefully it doesn't. But if it does, if you want, you can pay the $100 or just sync it back up to your latest backup and it'll sync back up to that. So that's why it's always good to have a backup of your stuff.
Yeah.
So, yep. iPhones.
So don't buy iPhones, in other words?
Don't buy them. Yeah, remember how people were saying that it's not really, hackers aren't getting to the iPhones and people should get iPhones and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So hackers are starting to get to the iPhones. Next story, Gangnam Style. What was that guy's name?
I have no idea.
Remember the guy that the song, Gangnam Style?
Yeah, I know the song. I heard the song.
Yeah, Psy. Okay. Yeah, Psy. His name's Psy. His video, Gangnam Style, on YouTube has reached 2 billion views.
Wow.
It's, what does it say? Like 2 years? It's taken 2 years to reach 2 billion views. That's a lot. It's a lot of people watching Gangnam Style.
How did you say it, Mr. B?
Gangnam Style. How do you say it, DJ?
What the hell? I don't know how to pronounce that, dude. Style, G-Style, bro. Gang G-Style. Style. Gangnam Style.
Gangnam. Well, if you were to pronounce it, then it would be that Gangnam, right? Gangnam Style? Gangnam Style.
Gang name?
Gang name. Gangnam Style.
Gang name?
Oh, shit. Beautiful.
Francis towards two shit.
It's a lot of people, buddy. A lot
you
of
get
views.
Paid, you get paid for those views, right?
Yeah, you get paid for them.
After it hits a million?
I think it was a million. Was like, how much was it? Like 100,000?
Really? And then they pay you?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Really?
I think a million views. That's... Any person. But you have to have that check mark checked to monetize it.
Yeah.
To monetize your video. So after you hit 1 million, I think it was 100,000.
No, now it's 100,000. You hit 100,000, then it, I know it's like a penny or something, right? Something like small. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
But damn, dude. What the hell am I doing? I need to get on YouTube. Jesus.
Yeah. Or just put all your Vine videos together and make a YouTube video, buddy.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I have a little bits of funny shit on there.
Hashtag smoke over GZ.
Hell yeah.
What? Yes, sir. Here's another cool little thing. World's tiniest motor can fit inside a cell and spin as fast as a jet engine. 500 times smaller than a grain of salt. Can you imagine that?
I don't understand. What is it for? What is it for?
One of the reasons that this could be used for is to, like, you inject it into your body, and when it goes through your blood, when it goes through your bloodstream, it, like, mixes up the medicine. Like, if you, let's say they put a needle in you, and they put medicine in, they put medicine inside you. So inside this medicine, it has these little motors in there. So when it gets released into your bloodstream, these motors will start turning and start, as I say, 18,000 RPM, as fast as a jet engine. It'll start circulating the medicine faster, so it starts helping your body faster.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if it gets into your fucking brain, and then what? It's spinning at 18,000 RPMs?
I don't know.
Or your heart. What? I mean, honestly, what? Really? Really? Yeah. Is this true?
Yeah, it's true.
They're using this?
I don't think they're using it. They want to use it. They want to try it.
Is it like just the stick, and then it's like the outside is something else, or that's the whole unit that goes inside you?
That's the whole unit that's inside you.
What the?
But like so I said, was that?
Does it let out the? Does the unit itself put out the medicine?
No. It gets
just a mixer, right?
Yeah, it gets injected inside you with the medicine. You know, like through a needle.
It's a tracker.
You know? But like I said, it's 500 times smaller than a grain of salt.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, huh?
It's something else.
Gangnam Style, buddy.
Right?
Free birds.
Hashtag it.
Office for iPad. Over 25 million downloads in 6 weeks. Have you got your Office for iPad yet? Get it. It's good. Do you have iPad, Dre? Andre?
No, I don't.
No?
No iPod for me.
Are you Apple or Android?
I have an Android.
Android?
My wife is Apple. I'm Android, yeah. So if I break my phone, I don't feel bad when I have to buy a new one.
Ain't that the truth, bro? That is
true that. SensorCam is a GoPro competitor that captures 360-degree video around you. So it's four cameras, and it takes 360-degree video wherever you put it. 360-degree radius. And it's like four 1080p cameras put together. Yep. It's not really. I think it's on Kickstarter right now. So they're trying to get it. They're trying to get it in production. So wow. they haven't said yet. I think they're trying to reach 560,000.
Let me ask you this, dude. How the fuck how do you watch a 360 video, dude? How do you see that? Like, you're just seeing a panoramic view of something big and huge, but it's all around you?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That's a trip, dude.
That would be cool to watch a 360 video of, like, a mountain biking.
Holy shit, you're all looking around you, and shit's going around you and stuff. That's dope.
I thought you were going to say a football game.
Yeah,
football
you could stick game. It on somebody's helmet. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, that would be sick, dude. You could take videos and like GoPros of the players and shit getting hit and calling shots and smacking each other and shit. Holy, oh my God, dude. Making a breakaway. You're like, look at that dude, man. He's losing. Oh my God.
Yo. And they could use that for instant replays too, huh?
Oh, shit, dude. But you know what, though, dude? I honestly feel that that's too much technology in the game. The game was just, it's an American pastime, brother. It should just be played the way it's fucking played. You should knock the shit out of each other and hustle for the ball. That's it, you know, instead of doing, you know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
Too technical, bro. But it would be cool to watch.
Yeah, they just want to watch the different angles that you getting knocked out.
Yeah, right. I want to see the fucking impacts, dude.
Oh.
I mean, oh, those poor guys, they get fucking hit hard, but they get trained a lot more than a normal human. A normal human couldn't take a hit like that. No way. It'd kill them. It'd definitely crush a skull or, you know, it'd be like a car hitting you for sure. But these guys are superhuman. So let's strap cameras on them and fucking let them go at it. I'm down for this project, dude. This is dope as shit. I'm pumped.
Yep, yep. I think they're at 300,000 right now. They're trying to go to 560.
And then they'll release it?
Then they'll release it, yeah.
Woo!
Pretty good, pretty good. One more, RoboCop. This guy makes a real life-size Ed-209 robot. Remember from RoboCop?
Holy shit, dude. Oh,
yeah. It makes a life-size replica of this. And it takes him 3 months to build it.
Does it work?
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
The only thing that he made work was it for it to like swivel, like his head, like left to right. That was the only thing he got to make work.
Like animated.
Yeah, and he put a few recordings on there, and one of the recordings that gets played from him is remember when he says like you have 30 seconds to comply.
Yeah.
Then he starts counting down.
Dude, so that's they should have fog and shit come out of it.
Yeah.
All spraying you and lasers and shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And real quick, PlayStation 4 is already making profit from all the sales that they're doing. So they're still, I'll say it again this week, they're still beating the Xbox Ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sony's making a profit right now off the PlayStation 4s.
Hey, Mr. B, you posted the controllers, right? That thing about the controllers?
Posted
something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
They look like Xbox controllers, dude, but all high tech as shit.
Yep.
At first, I thought it was upside down. I was like, "That's crazy." They put the buttons on the up, on like on the where the bottom of your fingers go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that. I was like, "Oh shit!" No, it's like they got those cool little smooth buttons, and that's dope as shit.
Yep. It's pretty
good stuff. PS3, PS4. Oh no, I'm sorry. PS4.
PS4. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, and how we were talking about the NFL, we got a guy, the Bay Bomber. He's going to give us an update on some NFL, right, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I'll give you some update. The 49ers, I'll just give up 49ers info.
All right.
So, Kaepernick, you know that Miami stuff with Kaepernick that went down with, he was getting charged for, that lady that popped up in the hospital and didn't know how she got there. Yeah. She was wondering. Yeah, so he's getting, dismissed pretty much for that court, for that case. He went down to the DA and they pretty much said he wasn't involved, and he's just trying to clean up his record right now, because that's what kind of is holding up the contract talk between Kaepernick and the 49ers. So he's trying to clean that stuff up. And then we signed pretty much all our draft picks from the draft. I'm trying to think what else happened, like big news. Auden Smith is still getting into trouble. And I think he's facing 3 charges right now: gun charges and drinking and driving.
Man, that's crazy.
And the last one was screaming bomb in the airport.
What? Are you serious?
Oh yeah, you didn't hear about that?
Nah, man, I'm in the studio too much.
Yeah, no, he went out to LAX, holy and I guess he was trying to get on an airplane without an ID, and they wouldn't let him on the airplane, and he's like, "I'm Auden Smith," you know what I mean? Let me on the airplane. So they were giving him like a hard time, and he said they were harassing him. And supposedly he said like, "I have a bomb" or something like that. People said he said, "I am the bomb," but they locked him down. They got him in.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, like I'm Auden Smith. Let me on the airplane. But yeah, they pretty much pulled him aside and searched him, and yeah, he got in trouble, took him to he got arrested and stuff, and they take that stuff seriously, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and that's on top of his gun charges, drinking and driving. He was drinking and driving, and he passed out or something and hit a tree. And then he threw a party and got stabbed. Like, this dude has like all kinds of off the field issues.
Some Lindsay Lohan shit, huh?
Lindsay Lohan.
Some wild stuff. But no, besides that, it's good. I mean, we have a new running back. Have you been keeping up, Mr. B?
I think I was going to look into the new running back, but I didn't get a chance. I did hear about him. But
From Ohio State?
Yeah, go for it.
He's like 6 feet, 240 pounds, so he's like a big old bruiser. I guess he played fullback. So he's going to be taking over at like splitting with Gore and stuff like that. So they drafted him. He's supposed to be like one of the best running back in the draft. So
that's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. So we're looking good. I mean, we beefed up our defense, got in like 3 cornerbacks. We're looking good. It's kind of off season. Things are slow. So there's not really much going on.
Yeah.
And Johnny Football is partying it up. Instagram and Twitter and going to Las Vegas and women, swimming pools. He's living the high life.
Instagram.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Yeah. He's having a ball, man. He's balling before he's balling on the field.
Yeah, right? Pre-balling.
So, yeah. But that's pretty much with football, man. I mean, there's not really much going on. The season hasn't started. OTAs have started. You know, people are getting in trouble.
People getting in trouble? Do you know who I am?
Yeah. That's wild.
I'm DJ Problems from Rock Pod.
I'm Mr. Bomb, right?
Mr. Bomb. Oh, snap. Cool, shit. Man. Cool.
That's crazy and shit.
Yeah.
Some serious stuff.
Yeah, that dude's crazy. He's really talented. Like, he got in that car accident, and the next day he went to practice. Like, he went to practice and played the following Sunday. I think he got in the car accident on Friday, and he was playing the game on Sunday. Like, yeah, that's wild, man.
Is he big?
Oh, yeah, he's big. He's like 6'3". 250 some or something, 260.
Man, he's gonna be big guy.
Yeah, he's a defensive. Well, he plays outside linebacker, so he's the one who goes after the quarterback. So he's the pass rusher.
So they were worried about him in the airport when he was kind of fucking tripping on some shit. Like, oh, this guy's fucking big. We better get some help down here before he trips out.
I bet what they did was they're like, look at this punk kid. You know what I mean? Because he's this big old black dude. He's like, he's going to try to pull a fast one on us and trying to get on an airplane without an ID, and he thinks he's somebody special, you know?
Not knowing who he is.
Yeah, and I think they probably were, like, harassing him, and they wrote in the report, he said bomb and this and that, and then, like, because they have the videotape, and some people said he didn't say bomb, some people said he said bomb, so I think they're going to focus on the actual, like, security of the airport and what's going on, because when someone famous gets in trouble, everybody looks into it.
Right.
So, yeah. But he has a history of doing crazy stuff like that, you know what I mean? He threw a house party, and in the middle of the party, they shot someone or something like that, and then he ended up getting stabbed and had to go to the hospital and get stitches and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, he's wild. He's a wild cat, man.
Firecracker.
Yes, sir.
That's why you just put him on the corner and let him go after the quarterback.
There you go. You know,
just take off the leash and get him.
Yeah, poke him a couple of times with a stick and say, go get him.
All right, right.
Yep. Cool. Yes, sir. And before we head out, number 72, one more story. Oculus Rift coming to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
What is it?
I was waiting for DJ. Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh my god. I almost choked on my pizza. Yo.
Oculus Rift coming to Chuck E. Cheese.
Have you heard that Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday song?
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
I haven't heard that.
They play it on a radio show here in town. It's so funny, Mr. B, can you get it on?
Yeah, I wanna try and get it.
Oh my god, it's so funny. This dude just like singing this crazy ass shit to Chucky. He just says Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. It's like, I don't know. It's just kind of, it's funny shit, dude. When you hear it, it's classic, bro.
During the Xfinity.
So we're going to go check out Chuck E. Cheese and Oculus for my birthday.
I was waiting for DJ's response to that. Okay. I think I got it. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Birthday. Chuck E. Cheese. Birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Birthday. Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
That's just so stupid. They just play that for people when it's their birthday. It's like a birthday song. They call them up and fucking play that.
that's kind of like that selfie song, right?
What's that?
Have you heard that one? I'm gonna take a selfie or something like that with the I think with the chicks and stuff. You know, have you heard of it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, fellas, number 72.
All right, cool.
Chuck E. Cheese, bro.
Chuck E. Cheese for your birthday. All right, DJ, the guest. It's for the guests. Ready? All right, Mr. Andre at the Bay Bomber.
Yeah.
Doritos or Cheetos?
Doritos.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mr. The Bay Bomber.
What's up?
Any last words?
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Yeah!